Our God and our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we just do thank thee for all thy goodness to us and for all that thou've provided for us today, the food. And we just, at the end of the day here, thank you for these kids, the songs, the hymns that they sang to just warm our hearts, and to even the ones that they call to give us comfort and to give me peace. Just pray that this message would be one that would be of your mind and your will, that would touch the hearts of those here, that would they would go away encouraged. So just pray all these things in thy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So I do appreciate whoever gave out that last hymn. I think actually all the hymns, as I was listening, I didn't know that last one, but I tell you guys singing in harmony, I just closed my eyes and I appreciated that you guys were able to actually listen. I guess you guys were listening to each other and harmonizing or whatever you were doing, but it sounded great. And that doesn't always happen in all the assemblies that I've been to. As we get older, we get a little tone deaf, but it's nice because in heaven, it's not going to matter. It's going to be the fact that Jesus, his name is worthy to be praised, right? The Lamb of God. And what I want to do tonight is speak about Christ, because a lot of the hymns, let me go back a little bit. As I was walking in here, somebody asked me, "Well, Uncle Peter, are you going to be speaking tonight?" And I was like, "Yes." And it's like, "Are you going to be maybe speaking about dating?" And I was like, "Well, if you want me to, I could." But it did remind me. It's sort of, and I've been thought, as I was thinking the past 2 weeks about what I was going to speak on, I know that is something on all your hearts. You guys come here, it is something, it's a reality, right? And I want to be real with you guys. I think it's nice when in the reading meetings and the addresses that we be real, right? What God wants our hearts, and he wants our hearts to be real. And so that's sort of what I want to talk about tonight. And I'm not going to read the entire chapter because Luke 24 is pretty long. So I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. But many of you guys probably are somewhat familiar with Luke 24, right? It's the last chapter after the Lord has died. But then what he has, and we talked about this today, he is risen. Right? And I want actually some participation in this because it's been a long day and I know it's going to be maybe a little bit challenging. You guys, I don't know if you're tired. I'm a little tired and there's a lot of things that I'm having to absorb. So if I can get some of your participation, it would be great. Okay? So I'm going to ask you some questions and I actually do want a response because I think that's the thing is that we take in so much food, but it's a matter of walking in these things, right? That's important. It's how to exercise these things in life. And that's as you walk through life and you succeed or whether you fail, you're going to learn either way. And so in Luke chapter 24, we have the resurrection of Christ. And what's one of the first things? I'll read this first verse. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. Who went to the sepulchre? Who was early? Who was there early in the morning? Anyone?
Mary.
There was a couple Marys, right? Yeah, it was the sisters, which I thought was very interesting. And nothing against the brothers. Obviously, the brothers have hearts, but where were the brothers? Where were the apostles and the disciples? They were back, they were sort of a little discouraged because they thought that their Messiah was crucified and everything. They were really confused. But where were the sisters? The sisters had the heart and they went to the tomb, not knowing that he had risen, but they just wanted to be with Christ. And that's what I wanted to speak about, is the heart. That's one of the first points, is just the heart. Where is your heart? When you come to conferences, it's great. We see a lot of family, friends. We are, as those that are saved, we're believers, and it's great to be with each other. But our primary purpose really here is to praise Christ and to be with Christ and to learn more of Christ, right? Where is our hearts? I hope that your hearts are here because Christ's, you want to know more of Christ, but then also maybe to minister and do the things of Christ, right? We had that in the messages today. I was really encouraged because even in my own walk, it is sometimes challenging to know what God's speaking to you. But as we are in prayer, he does speak to you, and it's a reality. Most of my young, when I was younger, it was really challenging. It's like, how do you know what God's saying to you? It's like, sometimes you're, do you have little voices in your head? And I don't know if that's something that you guys have challenges, but what are some of the ways that God speaks to you?
Through
I guess you guys are probably a lot more smarter than I am when I was younger in ministry, but in the Word. So what are some ways that God would speak to you? Anyone? And I'm going to give liberty to the sisters to speak too.
Through His Word?
Through His Word. Absolutely. That's one, because it's got to be consistent with His Word, right? Because if you hear something, and if somebody says something, they say they're a Christian, and they say give you advice, and it's not according to the Word, then you know that it's not of Christ, right? But even when you're having to do something, you know, you're maybe, whatever decision that you have to make. And let's say, I mean, dating, okay? The person that you're going to be dating, how do you know, you know, that's the right person? Is it the warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart? You know, or what is the attraction that, you know, it is for the other person? Well, I would say if you want to go according to the will of God, look into the Scriptures and see what type of person that you should be looking for as far as a spouse. But the other thing, though, is that look to your brethren. I mean, you know, the sisters and the brothers, they will give you advice as to, especially in their home assemblies, you know, what type of person is this? This person, you know, a person who desires to follow God. Okay, so if you want someone, you know, who is living for Christ, and you want to live for Christ, and you want someone to be a perfect spouse for you, look to the Lord, but also realize that the answers are going to be in the Scriptures as to the type of person. So what's another way that the Lord would have you, you know, talk to you?
A speeding ticket.
I'm sorry?
A speeding ticket.
The speeding ticket. Okay, the speeding ticket.
Circumstance.
Circumstance, okay. So we do have circumstances. The Lord actually is very interesting. So thank you for that, because even in here, I felt a little more at peace, because the first hymn that was given out today during the prayer meeting is exactly the hymn that I wanted to end on with today, and it talks about the heart. You know, as far as would our hearts be divided? You know, because there is a lot. You know, as we talked about, there are things that would attract this. The three enemies that we have. What are the three enemies that we have?
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
Thank you so much. I'm glad. So, yes, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Okay? So, so this gets to my second point as far as, you know, the disciples and the apostles, they were sitting there. And why were they discouraged? Because they didn't remember the words that the Lord spoke. Okay? And so they were reminded, the sisters that went to the tomb, it says in verse 6, remember how he spake unto us when we were yet in Galilee. And then in verse 8, and they remembered his word. So, remember, after conference, you know, are there things that you're going to remember today? You know, during the reading meetings, during the addresses, I hope that you're taking notes. I'm taking a lot of notes. And, you know, go back and think about these things. Because that's the other thing that happened is, in the story on the two going to Emmaus, it said, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, and I'm in Luke 24, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So I hope, you know, as you guys are communing together, as you guys are talking to each other, I'm hoping that you're probably talking to about some of the things that have been brought up in the meetings. You know, the Lord will draw near to you and he'll give you answers, but you got to be, you know, what are you talking about with your friends? What are you, you know, feeding on? And we talked about these things. You know, there's some questions I have with regards to what was spoken today. There's a lot of material there, right? And so we need to meditate upon these things, but talk to each other about them. And as you talk to each other, the Lord will open your eyes to these things. I am so blessed to have a wife that just desires to, you know, to learn more as well. Because when, you know, we were talking about this, she gave me some ideas and some verses and things to, and so it's good that you guys are here together to talk to each other. But if you're here only talking about worldly things, when you go away at the end of the conference and you feel like you didn't gain anything, well, that might be due to the fact of what you're feeding upon. So I would encourage you to remember what he said and to, you know, be thinking and talking about Christ. Now, do you have to do that 24/7? Obviously, I'm not saying that. I mean, there are things that, you know, you want to catch up with. And all of those things is relationship building, right? But definitely, you know, the Lord, he's the object, he should be the object of our hearts. And he wants your hearts, right? Because as they're talking about him, he comes and he's there with them. Now, does he reveal himself right away to them? Not really. He's sitting there and he's sort of actually in a way testing them. They thought he was a prophet. They did not know exactly who he was. They didn't realize who he was. So I hope that we just have the gospel. I hope that there's nobody here that doesn't realize who Jesus really is. And he's not just a man, a prophet, that in many, you know, Christian denominations or some false ones, they think that he was, you know, they have some really wrong ideas of who Christ is. But know who Christ is. He wasn't just a prophet, okay? He was the Son of God that came down and died. And so we have that realizing, making sure you get that, getting that right. But what he did was he also explained the scriptures to them. And as he explained the scriptures, they had fellowship with him. And in the breaking of bread, that means feeding upon Christ, their eyes were opened, right? And they knew he was. And so there is that benefit. So remember what he said. First of all, the heart, and then remembering what he said. And then in the end, what it comes down to, it's worship. Once your eyes are, their hearts were burning within, you know, it says in verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Is your heart burning within you? I mean, the things that, the hymns that we just sung, these things point us to Christ, our hearts. The things that were spoken today, you know, so many of those, it's Christ is the object. He should be the desire of our hearts. And if he is, then what happens? What happens when he is the object of your heart and your desire? Everything else falls in place, right? Because everything else, then he tells you, he guides you through all those decisions that you have to make. Whether it's a mate or whether it's school, whether it's a job, and you guys are at that age, you're going to be making some major life decisions. If you make those right decisions, and it may be challenging, because what did the disciples and the apostles do? They had selective hearing. Okay, so some of the things that were talked about today, did you agree with everything? You know, the things that is our flesh, you know, is our old man gone? Do you reckon it dead? You know, do we, the old nature, we have the old nature in us, but we also have a new nature. Do you believe it? Do you believe inside yourselves, if you are saved, that you have a new nature that cannot sin? Then walk in it. I mean, there are some powerful things here today that if you believe it and you walk in it, then, you know, you're going to lead a fruitful Christian life. And so walking in the Spirit, having communion with the Lord, but you got to realize it's not selective hearing, because all the disciples wanted to do was they were looking for the Lord to bring in the kingdom. So they just had selective hearing. They didn't hear all the other things. So some of the other selective things that we sometimes don't realize is that in this world, when we walk in it, for those who follow Christ, it's not going to be an easy life, right? Has anyone given the gospel to someone and or stood up and stated with regards to the scriptures and been laughed at or persecuted, thought it was ridiculous? It's just a fable. Talks about here, even the apostles and the disciples said to the sisters, it sounds like an idle fable. Have you gotten that? So realize that that is a part of Christianity if you're truly standing for Christ, that the world will not, they will be against you. Satan, the devil will always be fighting against and trying to take away your joy. But we can have the victory, right? If you walk in these things, then we can have the victory. So, Mark, I think that clock sets.
807.
So, 3 points. Sorry, I tried to make this just a quick summary then. So what was the first point? The Lord wants your
heart.
He wants your heart, right? Where is the desire of your heart? Okay, the second point, remember these things, okay? Sometimes we forget, you know, like I said, I hope you take notes and you're meditating upon these, but sometimes we do tend to forget and we need to be reminded. You know, so all these things that were, they're going, fortunately today we have the recordings and you can go back. And then the third thing, what should we do? What should all these things lead to? Sorry, louder? It's okay.
Worship,
yes. Worship and praise, right? And so I hope that, these things will definitely, we need to be able to walk in these things. And so I did want to close with that hymn. Number 33, I think if you still have your books. Because really, that is, he should be our object.